color-coded throughout the note are the components of medical necessity which are required to be in every assessment note. In blue we have the symptoms and behaviors associated with the primary and secondary diagnoses. Note that nomenclature and ICD-10 code of each diagnosis are also included. In purple we have the functional impairment statement. In green we have the final component, clinical interventions, specifically identified. Now let's look at the components of each section of GIRP. A goal is not required, so staff indicated the purpose of the assessment session. In interventions we see that the therapist indicated each section of the assessment document that they gathered information and assessed for. This is important in part to also justify time. You will also note that this is an example of an assessment taking place and being completed in one sitting, which allows staff to also engage in treatment planning with the client and develop treatment goals in the same session. Please remember the rule that the assessment must be fully completed and signed prior to starting the treatment plan. The response includes how the client and her mother responded to the assessment and treatment planning. Take special note of the statement that client denied suicidal and homicidal ideation, which should always be clearly documented. In plan, aside from including the clinical interventions, staff also indicated when the next session is, which useful for tracking purposes. The information in an assessment note must always mirror what is contained in the assessment document.